Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Devo Days of Our Lives and Friends. My name is Carrie, and you can follow me on Twitter at Devo of Dole. Please check out our blog, devoofdole.com. And today I put up the latest in the ratings and the Days of Our Lives spoiler picks for March 21st and the new promo, which is up, which is has John and his father and Paul on it. Also on the blog, you can subscribe to our e-newsletter where you get a daily email of the latest blog post that day. Facebook, we have a fan page, Diva of Days of Our Lives, and also have a Diva friend page. It's under my name, Carrie Messner, Diva of Dole. Here, you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. And tonight we have Marianne joining us.
Hi, everyone.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
Oh, at mama_hooch.
Okay. And our friend Anna might be joining us later. You can find her at Causey Hooch. And please say hello to our friends at Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka, and wish Amy Hapka some prayers and some good news with her health problems she's been having lately. So, okay. Well, this week, you know what? This is like the first John story I kind of liked almost ever. I don't know why. I kind of like it.
Yeah, we're kind of getting back to the, well, I guess we're trying to explain again John's past, whether this is the true and permanent past and one they're going to stick with. I don't know. I guess it could make sense the way they explained it.
Mm-hmm.
I found interesting, you know, his mother thought his dad was killed in the Korean War, and she gave him to a couple, and then that couple happened to both die tragically, and he was in an orphanage, I think, and that's where the Alamanes got him. And then what, if I'm understanding this correctly, then somebody, that's from the Alamanes, they took him to Winterthorne, I guess, and his dad all along was kind of following him, and that was going on, I guess. And I guess he survived, you know, and spent all that time and learned all these things when he was living in Korea, I guess. So what did you like about it? Just that actor is very good. I had never seen him before, but Tobin Bell is his name. Yes. And doesn't he look like John?
Creepy.
Doesn't he look like Drake? It's creepy.
Yeah.
In fact, someone said on Twitter they thought John was playing two roles. I mean, Drake was playing two roles.
Wow.
Because it almost... Yeah, when I first saw him, but I had known that this actor was going to come on there. But then when I kept looking at this guy's eyes and looking at his face, and I'm thinking... That looks like Drake in makeup. It could have been him in makeup. He very much looks like him, resembles him very much. But, and he's sort of creepy, too, with that, you know, old hunched over old guy. You know, he's just, yeah, like the mad scientist, I guess.
Yeah. The actor's most famous for playing Jigsaw in the horror series, movies, Saw.
Yeah, and I've never seen them, but I heard that's what he played in.
Yeah, I've seen a few minutes here and there. It's not my cup of tea.
I don't like those kind. Is that where everybody gets cut up and blood and gore, everything? You know, that's not what I like to watch. So, so it's been interesting so far, and the reason that he got him is because he's the one that's behind the bow thing. Him and I guess he was working with Amos. So he was the one that had Bo captured, And not only does he have the same disease that Caroline had, but he also has some kind of blood disorder that he needs John's blood, or he needs a transfusion.
So, I mean, I thought, I mean, that's one thing I never saw coming, was this turned into an umbrella story. You got Eduardo involved, too, and Race, and Gabby, and Marlena, and Deimos, I guess, Caroline, to a certain extent, Victor.
Yeah,
hasn't been drawn
a
into
lot.
It. Yes, Steve Johnson. Yeah, so they're, it's pulled in a lot of the cast, so that was really interesting. And, yeah, I do hope this is the last John history remake. But at the same time, too, I feel bad for John because, you know, he finds out his parents were crappy. It's just, I mean, there's so much dark side going on with the show, with basically only the Chabby wedding being the only highlight as far as something happy happening this week. You know, even that had some shadows to it, too.
It went off, though, because, you know, a lot of weddings in Salem don't, but theirs did. And another thing, like John, like his dad, he doesn't care if he even told John that he could die because of this transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is, it's his father, but he doesn't care. Or like John, on the other hand, like he wanted to give his heart up for Brady and, you know, he doesn't want him to do. And then he captures Paul. And he's pleading with him to, like, not... Oh, he wants to brainwash Paul, I guess, to do... to be a soldier, too, you know, or in this phantom... What do they call it? The Phantom Alliance or something?
Right.
Yeah. So... Yeah. It's interesting. It's different.
I like the use of the set. That was really nice and creepy. I thought that was really well done. I'm liking all these.
How about like with the light? You could just a little bit of light that was coming through. It was all dark, and then you could see the light coming through on just him, and then a little look like that's what it looked like, a mad scientist with all the little. He had that table there with all the different things on there, and he's mixed these potions and whatever. But it was kind of like they got out of Salem, we're doing something different.
And the red on the floor, I like that too. Couldn't really tell if it was blood or if it was old paint or what was going on there, and that was kind of neat. It was really visually pretty neat to look, watch. I mean, then you sit there and you watch the DeMiro wedding. It's like, why couldn't we have a nicer looking wedding? They should try to make the wedding as nice looking as the creepy stuff they're doing.
Yeah, well, they had it back. We're back in the big mansion part, so that was good. But you know, there was all Hortons and Brady's there, and there was no DeMiras. Chad was the only one there, so it's like we're all watching. Where's Andre? We needed Andre to crash the wedding, sooner or later. But that would have been fun.
Well, there was Theo, but you think too? You thought Abe should have been there.
He was kind of missing.
Miss, he's a brother-in-law, and one of Chad's biggest connections in the beginning was Kate. Kate's the one who
he's kind of close to Kate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Kate was having her own fun with Deimos, so.
Yeah, I don't blame her for being distracted there.
Yeah, I was gonna say I like Deimos. Yeah, like they kind of look good together.
With the wedding, too, I say, having Maggie not there saying she's, you know, caring for Victor, but then you see her in the square and she's at the pub with Summer, and it's like, why is Maggie not at Abby's wedding? Instead, she's at the pub with Summer.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that so convenient, all that? Yeah. Because they needed her for the Summer storyline, I guess, more so than the wedding. But they could have worked both of them in, I think.
Yeah, I don't think Summer's news needed a break right now. I mean, I think they could have waited till after the wedding.
Yeah, Summer's kind of annoying to me. It's like,
go ahead
and tell her already. Like even Teresa's like, Teresa has every right to be upset. It's like, tell her already, or I'll tell her. So, yeah.
Yeah, so Chad. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Chad and Abby got married, even though Abby thought she saw Ben outside the French door. But that was it for the wedding. They got married. It took a couple of pictures, and that was it. There was no bouquet toss. There was no, like, first dance. They weren't eating cake. They basically didn't have a reception.
No, not really. I don't know.
Yeah.
The De Niro's, you think, would have this big wedding, but I guess the money is tight. There's no De Niro money anymore. I don't know where Chad's getting the money since all that were frozen, I guess. I don't know, but he got the house. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Kicked Andre out, but Andre's in jail. So, but yeah, and then they went, she freaked out because she freaked out again because she thought she heard a sound in the garden.
Yeah.
Or she heard something. Yeah. Yes. So what, she demanded to leave, and I guess he took her to Chicago. And she got a phone call, and she thought it was Ben on the other end of the line. Oh, and that was creepy. Did you see when she went into her closet and found the dress? Was it the wedding dress? It was her negligee. She wanted to go put it on for Chad, and she got it, and it was all cut up, which is kind of creepy. Like, did Ben get in there and cut it up, or, you know? And that's kind of how it ended, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday.
Yeah.
So Ben's lurking. I guess he's going to be showing up soon, for real, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where's it. Mm-hmm. Have you heard any spoilers about that?
It sounds like Chad's going to try to trap Ben.
Mm.
That's about it.
Oh, okay. Because I was just wondering, what do they want him to, why is he coming back just to try to, it didn't ruin, I thought he would come and try to mess up the wedding, but that didn't happen. Or in a way, I guess it did. But I do like, you know, Robert Scott Wilson, I do like him now as an actor, but I don't know what much they can do with him now that they made him crazy, but that's what makes him good, his craziness. So.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I thought he deserved an Emmy pre-nomination, especially near the end. I think his kind of confession scenes at the Salem PD and all that, I thought that was pretty good. He really didn't do anything all year, acting wise, that impressed me until the very end when, you know, you knew he was the killer, and then he started really showing off. I thought he was doing a great job. So that was disappointing to me. So that pretty much was the wedding. I have to say, I didn't like Abby's dress. I thought that was pretty, and it was unique, and it fit the bride really well.
Oh, yeah, I like that, the real low back on it,
mm-hmm.
and the way it was cut on the sides there. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
I have a bone to pick with Jennifer's dress. I don't know why she was wearing it backwards.
I don't even remember. Was it like a printed, kind of a print dress? I can't even remember.
I think it had some lace on it, but she had a huge prominent zipper on the front of the dress.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked at it and you're like, is it on backwards?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And she had it zippered all the way up. And to me, if you're going to wear a dress with a big zipper, you need to pull it down some.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It just looked like she was wearing a dress backwards. Like, if you pulled the zipper down a little bit, then it made it look like you wore it on purpose that way. You know, that's the way your dress is supposed to be. But with it zippered all the way up, to me, it just looked like she wore her dress backwards.
Yeah. It was all those painkillers.
Yeah, it looks like it. At the wedding, Eric confronts Jennifer again, which I don't think that was an appropriate place. And then he spikes his own coffee. And then he stops himself. And then he apologizes to Jennifer. So that was a little awkward. I still don't even know why Eric was there.
Now, what does he have? He wasn't close to Abigail at all. Except for Jennifer is the only thing that I could say that Jennifer invited him. If there's a little bit of good friendship there or romance or I don't know what's going on with those two. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And, you know, plus he's there with the Hortons and he's the one who killed Daniel. He's kind of an honorary Horton, so you think that would have been a little bit awkward.
Yeah,
I don't know why he was there.
Connected all around somehow. You know,
yeah.
And Hope.
Yeah. I know Steve and Kayla were occupied, but they should have been at the wedding since with Jack. Yeah, so that didn't make any sense. They weren't there. I think Justin should have showed up, too. He was Abby's
Adrian
uncle.
And Lucas were there, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if the continuity wasn't there, but Adrian and Lucas were there. And then they got the call that the baby, that they had been
mm-hmm.
kidnapped and that the baby
mm-hmm.
was at the hospital. And then they ran
mm-hmm.
out. And then all of a sudden the wedding started again and they were there sitting in the...
I thought they had left.
That was a mistake. They messed that up, I think.
Yeah, because Lucas was going to go to leave. He said something about his granddaughter. He was going to go check on his granddaughter, and then the next thing you know, he's still at the wedding.
Yes. Him and Adrian had run out, and then that's when then they're going to do the wedding all over again. First, Doug gave Abigail away, and then JJ showed up, and then JJ, and then they started again, and JJ gave her away.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when they came back, and then, wait a minute, they both ran out to go to the hospital. They couldn't have possibly, unless they waited a huge amount of time to start the wedding again. And there they were, back again. So, the next scene.
Yeah, maybe they skipped a part, maybe when they decided they didn't have to go see the baby, or, you know, maybe something.
Mm-hmm. But that kind of wasn't explained, but, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
Justin wasn't there.
That seems to happen at every wedding. Every wedding, there's always days when he's like, well, why isn't this person here? Oh, yeah, Hope wasn't there. Hope's not there. That's her cousin.
Yeah, I don't know. She was busy. I don't know what she was doing with the case. And then, like, Rafe and JJ, they were just coming back from getting Eduardo and John. So that's why. I don't know. It's just odd. I had too many different things going on at one time, I guess.
Yeah, Sean Brady should have been there. That's his cousin, too.
Right.
Yeah, if Sierra was there.
Lonnie.
Yeah.
And fighting with Belle.
Yeah. It gets to the point when you see a shell scene, you just want to hit the mute button. You know they're just going to...
Well, this
fighting.
Belle and Sean are... Yeah, this Belle and Sean are just... Bleh. I have to admit, if I'm going to watch Belle with any, I like Belle and this Belle and Philip are more compatible than this Belle and Sean together.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like Jean-Paul Lavoisier, but I think he's funny. He has a little quirk. He brings a little quirk to Philip that Philip didn't have before.
Yeah, he's kind of close. Yeah, I will always like J. Kenneth Johnson as Philip,
mm-hmm.
but he's. He's probably like a close second, I guess. He's good. He's better than that other one that they had for Philip. But
mm-hmm.
and I'll always like Jason Cook. Sorry about Brandon, but I just always like Jason Cook as
yeah.
and Kristen Storm. Those two together were the great Belle and Sean, you know. So
yeah.
they can't be together, yeah. But
yeah, but I like J. Kenneth Johnson too, but I just kind of felt like they didn't let him be funny or sexy. Like, he was just too much the businessman and too stuffy and too
mm-hmm.
serious. I think this Philip has a little bit of an edge to him, and he's just a little quirky, and he's too impetuous and too spontaneous. But it makes it more interesting that you just don't know what the heck Phil's going to do next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like a drama queen. He's just like always in peril. You just don't know what Phil's going to be up to.
And you don't know what side he's on. Is he on Victor's side and he's going against Deimos? Or is he going, you know, that's kind of been back and forth there.
Yeah.
Deimos, but And what's this with Deimos? And now, did you see where he put the, he switched Maggie's pills? He looked up her disease on the internet, and he switched her pills.
Uh-huh.
And did you see, was that Rory I saw? Back to wearing the drugs? I'm there. Rory, where's he been? I mean, he looked a little different at first. Rory, I haven't seen him for a while. But so he was on, and because he answered, Deimos answered the door, and he said, and he paid him or whatever, got the drugs. And so I don't know what Deimos is. Oh, he came over to tell Maggie that he wants to mend everything with Victor.
Uh-huh.
Call it truth. Of course, Maggie's not believing him one little bit. And, which turns out to be true, I guess, because she left to get him a drink of water or something. I don't know what that was about. But anyway, got in her purse, took her pills out, and put other pills in. What are in these pills, I don't know. And she did take one. So I don't know what he's trying to do to her. Maybe not make her disease worse. Maybe she'll start getting worse. I don't know. But, yeah. So I don't know what he's still up to something. He's still up to no good, of course.
Yeah, I thought it was funny seeing Deimos in the comedic situation with Rory. This Rory basically wanted to have Deimos as a steady customer, and Deimos is like, I never want to see you again.
Yeah. Oh, Rory, he's always like, you know, trying something.
Yeah.
So I guess he can't be too chummy with JJ now, since JJ's a cop. I guess that's kind of awkward. Yeah. So, I guess now all these teens are turning 18. Did they go from 16 to 18 in like a few months?
Yes, they did.
Okay, is that just my imagination? Because when they came on, which was only like what, the beginning of the year, maybe? Because I know at Day of Days they hadn't even came on yet. And that was in November. They were about ready to come on. So I guess it was probably towards the end of last year, beginning of this year. And I swear when they come on, weren't they 16? They were more or less 16, 17? I don't know. All of a sudden, now they're all turning 18. So they're really, pretty soon they'll be 30, I guess. I don't know.
Well, one of them's going to end up being a father eventually, or a mother. So.
I don't know where they're going to. Yeah. Are they going to go there with Sierra and Chase? I don't know.
Well,
they'll do that or not.
Disappointing. They finally got a teen scene. They made a big deal about it. So we have Sierra being raped. Joey's a murderer.
They're trying to cover up both. Or well, they're covering up Joey. Although Joey did tell. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Looked like he did. Yeah, it looked like his Roman. And then Kayla told Hope, and then Hope told Kayla what happened to Sierra. And then it showed Joey. More or less, you got the idea that he was telling Roman. So is Roman going to cover up another murder?
Yeah.
Another murder to protect a member of his family?
That's what keeps him employed.
I guess.
And he just keeps going on murdering sprees, and he's got to cover up for him. But that's the thing, too, you know. Yeah, and then Chase is a rapist. And it just... And then they have that one girl, Jada, taking around Joey, who is a big partier, and she's a corrupting force, too. And even the teen scene is just morbid and depressing. And there's Claire. I mean, her song was so pretty.
Right. Oh, Claire, yeah. And also because Belle bought her the club and for her to sing in.
Yeah. Oh, that song she did was great. It was kind of too depressing for 18th birthday party, singing about it, an angel watching you. But it's pretty, though. It's a great song.
Yeah, which got Sierra all upset, and then she started drinking. She's up on the bar drinking. Jay brought her up, got her liquor, you know, and I don't know where the guy was that was supposed to be watching them. The bartender was supposed to be keeping an eye on them or whatever. She said, my mom got the... had him bees and the bartender, and he's supposed to be keeping an eye on us. Well, obviously he wasn't, but... And then Hope walks in. Well, Theo called her. Yeah. Theo's the good one. He doesn't get in any trouble. Not yet, anyway. He hasn't yet, so... He's the only one that hasn't. So... I guess he's their moral compass. I don't know, so far.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they don't ruin him by having him flip out or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be
what
interesting
else
to see what happens
week?
With Joey. Let's see.
We have to talk about the Thrady engagement.
Oh yeah, they were cute. That was cute how they kept getting interrupted when he was trying to give her the ring. Summer interrupted them, and then the baby started crying. That was cute. And then he asked her, and she jumped on top. You know, it fell on the floor. That was cute.
Yeah, that was cute. I mean, it's getting to the point where when it comes to these engagements, Jamal and trying to make them more romantic.
Mm-hmm.
It basically seems like almost everyone is spontaneously proposing. You know, it's, I don't know. I kind of
mm-hmm.
wish they would do some location or do something.
Yeah, well, they were just in their
romantic.
Apartment. And and he just had it in a little bag. That was it. So, and he got down on one knee, I guess, and then was asking her.
I mean, Brady's had plenty of practice.
Oh, yeah.
Proposing.
Brady and his women. He knows how to pick them, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, last fiancé survivor, that was Melanie, I believe. She's still alive.
Yeah.
He proposed to her,
say,
right?
Lisa might be worried. Did he?
I guess.
I thought he proposed
to her.
Messed that one up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it worked out
then,
for Teresa.
Yeah, it did.
And yeah.
And there,
she made it work.
And there was Kristen. She's sort of. And
sort of, yeah. I guess she is.
Ariana's dead.
Ariana.
The blonde, I can't remember her name, but that horrible fashion show. What was her? Mad World. Madison.
Madison. Madison
James, yeah. Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, Madison. Yeah, she's dead. Yeah. Yeah, there were two of them that died within, from what he went from one to the other, and both of them died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's the Summer telling Maggie that she is the daughter, her daughter,
mm-hmm.
and Maggie didn't take it too well. Now I went back and somebody posted something about the history of Maggie, about
mm-hmm.
her, and it's not, and it wasn't, she's not saying that she's from Maggie's egg. She's saying that Maggie gave birth to her and gave
mm-hmm.
her up when she was young. And they said, I guess the timing could be right, because Maggie came on in 1973, so she would have had to have her before that and give or take. And they said that this actress was born in 74, and I didn't realize that actress would be that old, but
mm-hmm.
I guess that would be about right. So I guess give or take 3 or 4 years, you know what I mean? I guess she would have had to have been early 70s more or less, I guess, born. So I guess that's what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
that Maggie had a child. Of course, Maggie never, ever talked about ever having a child before, you know, when Mickey found her, she was on a farm and her parents had died tragically and she had, you know, trouble walking and had an operation to correct that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So Maggie just couldn't deal with it and just ran out of the room. So I don't know, I guess we'll have to find out more about that. And is there a father around somewhere? You know, will this guy show up? Or you never know. They rewrite history, though, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, at least it wasn't an egg baby, and it really was a real birth, and, you know. And
yeah.
We never figured out who
Daniel's father
was.
Yeah. Yeah, we never knew who Daniel's. It was just a friend of Victor's. That's what he said. It was his best, one of his good friends. Well, Victor has so many friends, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Of course, Victor keeps having brothers pop up all over the place, and nephews. Oh, it's Greek, you know, they have a big Greek family, so there could be like a lot. it still could be more coming. Who knows?
Yeah.
Same with the Demers. You know, sometimes they're all, somebody's a, first they're a nephew, then they're a son, and you just never know how many more will pop up.
Yeah, just, I thought maybe this all would have to deal with Xander a little bit, but I guess Xander's not really involved with the whole Deimos thing.
No, I guess not. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I don't know, or what much more with what Deimos is going to be. I guess because he's involved with, what's that guy's name now? Yo Ling, is that what he goes by? Instead of...
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yo Ling or whatever. So where all that, where all that's going to go. So it'll be interesting. I guess that's more going to be played out next week or this week coming. With I guess they get, I don't know, I saw the previews. Somehow they get rescued. It looks like they're back at the hospital somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had already, they already put the, they spoil it already by putting the previews out there, like what's going to happen. Oh, and Dario's back. He came back. Oh, did you see a little twist on that? Him and Summer must be running cons. They're in, running cons. So, I don't know, and then she has Maggie's earring and Nicole's glasses, or did she give them back? I don't know. But anyway, I don't know what's up with her and Dario. So. It looks like he's the only one that's not accepting his dad. Seems like Rafe has and Gabby has now. But he's not. He came in to see him. Said that, the bullet, you should have just, more or less, you should have just died. Told him. And I guess the wife's coming back soon. I heard she's coming on.
Yeah, she's coming on, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. There we were trying to get rid of Hernandez, and now we got the whole slew of them back. Oh, well. Although I do like Gay Martinez. So, but they need to use him more, though, than what they do. But.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't see the purpose of Dario, and I don't think we really need another shady character in town. And that was never his character in the first place. He was never shady.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know why he'd wanted Summer to rip off Maggie and Victor when Kyriakos had been very generous with him. Financially speaking. So.
Right. Yes, I don't know what the plans are there with... But now that she knows that Maggie's... But then didn't was somebody saying that it's going to end up that she's not going to be Maggie's daughter?
Yeah,
that was
I think
part of the scam, I guess.
With
Daniel.
I think...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that the real woman... Someone knows. Because she DNA test, but that was all months ago and off screen, and she could have just gotten the DNA from the actual daughter. Yeah, I don't buy that she's Maggie's daughter.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. But obviously Maggie had a daughter, or Maggie would have gotten upset and said, well, wait a minute, I never had a daughter. But somehow they found out that she did. But it's interesting to find out how did they find out that she did?
Mm-hmm.
To do that, so.
Yeah. We have a caller. Let's see if they want to talk a little. Hi, area code 910. You're with the
It's me, Bobby.
Hi,
Bobby.
What's up? Hey.
Hey,
Bobby.
First of all, I was unable to call in the other night when you had your guest, so I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ian. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that later, too. Yeah. Did you get to listen at all? Or?
Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to, and I think I was running out of space to load up other podcasts I had, so I had to delete that before I got a chance to listen to it. So I'm sorry about that. But I do want to just say I have yet to watch this week's Days, but I'm just very proud. I mean, I'm just kind of just glad, and maybe when I watch it tomorrow, I'll probably be even more happier that Teresa and Brady are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it won't be like the last time where they went through a wedding and they were married for 2 minutes and then Kristen got involved to steal the Emery and then come back a few months later with Tate. Hopefully it won't be anything like that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Vegas wedding off screen. Yeah.
Maybe they'll have a bigger wedding. Maybe they'll have a good wedding.
Yeah, but I would like to say that I didn't know nothing about Rob Wilson because I didn't see what he'd done on All My Children or on The Price Is Right before he became a star on Days as Ben. So, but I think he was peaking at the right time before he left, and I think that was a big mistake Emmy's people made last month when they were doing the prenup, not having him get involved. I mean, it was okay to get that in, maybe supporting actor, and the same was true with Eric, not Greg Bond, but Brady.
Yeah,
the same holds true right there. So I just felt like they left them out, and I have seen maybe about 2-3 weeks ago how Teresa really got emotional when she was telling Nicole about Brady during the whole summer thing. And I thought that should, at least the Emmy people should have at least took notice at the time, because if the Emmys were going to be held in July and the pre-Emmy nobs were going to be held this month, I think they would have just probably just looked into that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
But
I'll never understand them. But.
Yeah, but I noticed there was a Days event that was happening in Atlanta tonight, and I unfortunately was unable to go, as I was telling Marie Wilson on Facebook by way of IM and a few times. I was unable to go because of the money and the cost, but was requesting them to maybe come to the Carolinas, and that might help. Maybe Myrtle Beach or Greensboro or Raleigh or Charlotte.
They've gone to Greensboro. I know they used to go there all the time.
I know they have a softball event in Greenville, South Carolina, but that's a little too far, because that's I live in Fayetteville, and you're talking about a 4.5-hour drive there if you go through Charlotte without any traffic, or Columbia without any traffic. That's a little too far for me. But if you're looking for any interesting guests in the next few months, how about try and reach out to Marie Wilson if you can, just maybe. Reach out to her people, drop her a line on Twitter or Facebook, and just see if she's willing enough to come on the show in the next few months. Because I had talked to her when she came on Daytime After Dark with Carly about a year ago, and it was a pleasure to absolutely talk to her. And I was just kind of just thinking at the time she should return back to Days, but I wasn't thinking she was going to return back. And sure enough, 6 months later, she gets announced in a newly formed role. Than the last one, so hopefully she'll stick around for a while, and hopefully if this is nothing like what we saw with Carly and Melanie with their situation with Daniel when about 5-6 years ago, because we didn't know anything about Melanie having connections with Daniel at the time, just from a one night stand with Carly, and look what happened there.
Right.
Because this is what I think Summer is going to probably be. Just because some of us hate her now, she could end up being the same way that Melanie was. Or look at what Teresa was when she first came into town. Or look at what Nicole was when she first came into town. Or with Sammy. I mean, they all have turned out to become good girls all of a sudden. And that's something that I think a lot of fans got to get used to with Summer. They don't want to just make her out to be almost like what Tamron has been with Ava or Taylor, or what we saw with Serena, which I was under the impression that maybe Summer really was Serena Morrison back from the dead, up until I realized it was some sort of connection. So I'm just glad that sells. Hopefully, when I watch the tape tomorrow afternoon, I'll just take some notes and maybe try to call in next week to give you my, well, either next week or the following week, and just try to just give you, like, a catch-up of what happened the last 3 weeks on days or anything like that, and maybe some Emmys talk, because I don't think I'll probably be able to do this next call in next week, because I got church services on Saturday night to
yeah.
be involved
oh,
because of
oh,
Easter.
Oh, okay.
And I won't be able to call in then, and it's maybe a possibility I might be talking a little day's talk to the people over on the Talk Show Network. So it might be possible that I might be unable to call in next week, but the following week I'll be happy to call in to talk a little bit more about days. But between now and then, I definitely will watch and maybe take notes in case I have to tell Carly or somebody on one of the Talk Show shows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
But it's been a great night, and like I said, in addition to Marie Wilson, if you can get Jen Lilly back on the show within the next couple of months, that'll be just great, because I know she's been on the show for 3 years, and it's coming close to her 3-year anniversary on the show, and it would be excellent just to have her back on the show so I can just congratulate her on 3 years on the show.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, we've had her on before. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks,
I missed out, and I called in that following Saturday saying I was felt bad that I didn't call in that Wednesday before. Cause, but anyways, it was just a pleasure to talk to you all, and I'm going to make sure I just check out the show tomorrow, the shows from this past week, and just take notes. I mean, because this afternoon I was watching Greg Vaughn and Allison Sweeney in their Hallmark Channel movie that re-aired the other night, The Second Chances, and I thought they were pretty good, and I can understand why they've been sisters and brothers, but I understand also why Greg Vaughn is leaving Days also, and who knows, they might reunite on a Mercy Bake Mystery down the road.
You never know. You could be back.
Or both of them could be back on Days maybe a year from now, or being in one of those Hallmark Channel mystery movies that Allison does with Cameron. So you never know. But listen, it's been great talking to you all. And as soon as I get the podcast tomorrow, I'll try to maybe listen to it before I get a chance to watch Days. I probably might not have a chance to do that, but maybe sometime next week I probably will.
Okay.
You all have a good night.
Okay. All right, thanks, Bobby.
All right,
bye. Bye. Oh, yeah. I did our interview with Ian. Well, that was fun and had a lot of different things to talk about. Yeah, his help with child help and that, what is it, Alpha Lita? It's for child literacy. There's a video out there on YouTube. So he's doing a lot of good causes, and I don't know if he'll be back on General Hospital or not, but everybody wants him to. So I know he's up to that, up for that. So it's always fun to have him on. So we'll have to try to get some other guests on soon.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to mention? This week, past week, or this week coming up to wrap up?
Oh, this week? Yeah, I think we covered everything. I can't think of anything else. And this week coming up, I don't know what's coming up. I don't know. I guess Ben will be back. I'm thinking he'll be back next week.
Yeah.
And I guess the John issue will still be going on and... I don't know. And Andre should be getting out of jail soon. I'm thinking maybe in the next week or so, maybe. I think a couple more weeks yet, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but sooner or later, I know he's going to be back. So don't know what he'll be up to, but it'll be fun to watch. I'm hoping for a Kate, Andre, and Deimos triangle.
Oh,
that would be interesting. Because we know he's tweeted and we know that there's Kate and Andre, a little bit of Kate and Andre action coming up. So they're getting each other's orbit a little bit there. So, but you never know with these new writers. know, what's going to happen. And they've been off for like a month. So they're going to come back after being off a whole month. So that'll be interesting to see what stories stay the same, what stories get dropped, or, you know, because that usually always happens. So I don't know if we'll see much of a difference or not. So other than that, we covered everything.
Yep, I think so.
Okay. All right.
Okay, let's wrap things up. And thanks to everybody for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Well, good night. Bye-bye.